Good morning. Anybody have fun at Keith Urban?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's a good show, isn't it?
It was a fantastic show.
He really is a great entertainer, and I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, or you like him for different reasons, but very personal, charming person, particularly when he talks and gets off script a little bit. And it was fun watching fan reaction when I did it, too. I just enjoyed seeing how happy he made a lot of people.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift was a no-show, no mention, no win, no nothing at the MTV Video Awards last night in Hollywood. She was just across the street playing a concert. Some of her fans getting into a debate with people online saying, well, she was busy, she had a concert across the street. Well, that ain't how it works. If they had wanted her to be there, or if she had wanted to be there, depending on where you are at this, it would have happened. She was the darling, apparently not the... was. Her commercials ran, though, for CoverGirl.
Yeah.
Some headlines said Taylor Swift ditches MTV. Others say that, you know, she's a snob. I don't know. Who knows what the real truth on these stories are?
She didn't want to get shown up by Beyonce's baby.
Well, she would have lost, you know, anyway, if instead of winning anything. And usually people who don't win awards don't go to the awards show. They know in advance most of the time if they have a chance or they've got something else to do. But she could have presented if she wanted to be seen. She could have, performed if they had asked her. Apparently, none of the above.
Yeah.
No country stars on Dancing with Stars, so Chaz Bono will probably be one of the names of the people. Ron Artest, Kim Richards of the Housewives of Beverly Hills, George Clooney's old girlfriend Kristen, Rob Kardashian. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I thought they were trying to get real celebrities this time.
They're not, because no real celebrities, apparently. You know why real celebrities is not that it's a bad show. It's just a lot of them can't pull it off. You got to be an athlete. NFL, NBA, to be able to almost be able to pull off what you got to do for that stuff.
That's why I turned them down.
None of us could do it. I know that. Oh, I know I could. Well, Kelly probably could, but none of us mortal people.
Oh,
Bon Jovi. Let me just tell you, this guy who I like anyway. He's popping. I don't care what you say. They got some good music.
Yes, they do.
$142 million in 57 sold out concerts this year.
Wow.
That beat Urban, Paisley, Sugarland. You can put them all together, and they don't equal what Bon Jovi did. Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood, number one finally with Remind Me. Jake Owens probably gets that slot in the month of September. Brad just flew all night from Copenhagen, Denmark, where he was on stage on Sunday night. Flew all night, the 9 hours, just got to bed a few minutes ago, I think. They're done for at least a week. They start back up at a special show for the Navy in Jacksonville, Florida next week. But looking up on my map here, you've got Tropical Depression number something another that's about 10 days away, they say, from the American coast. But it's still a long way down in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Actually, in the Atlantic at this point. We need something to break these temperatures, though. We're going into the 100 mode again this week.
I know.
Is it not unreal?
It's the summer that will never end. I'm ready for a long, extended, cool fall.
Well, it's 67 now.
It is very nice. And it was nice outside, but it's going to be 100 degrees up here again today.
Yeah, that's what it is here, too.
But I love the night times.
Yeah.
You know, NASCAR is in Atlanta on Labor Day night. They got the truck and the Nationwide and all that. So the nighttime races should be comfortable. It's just the daytime is going to be toasty.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
All right.
All right, Jimmy, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.